It's 7:08, as we said, and joining us on the line right now is Christopher Shorter, Director of D.C. Department of Public Works, to get some sense of how the district is doing. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you. Listen, I'm seeing around the area most of the local school districts closed, with the exception of Calvert County. But in the District of Columbia, they're opening up 2 hours late. That says to me that things in the District of Columbia must be in better shape than some of the other jurisdictions.
Well, we're certainly out and working extremely hard. The DC snow team has been out all night, and we will continue throughout the morning to clear roads and make sure that it's safe for motorists and for residents.
What kind of conditions are you facing right now?
Well, it's a very mixed wintry precipitation, very messy. Most of the night, what's been falling is sort of an icy rain mix, and not a soft snow that would be more ideal. And so, what we're saying to residents and certainly to motorists is to be safe. That given the temperatures, any slick spots or icy areas could be very hazardous. So just be safe out there on your way back into the school area, to your school zones, or into the district if you're coming into the city for work.
Now, is it going to get better or worse as the day progresses?
Based on current forecasts, we have about 2 more hours of this mix, mm-hmm. And then it'll transition into snow. And so it looks like it'll get better. Temperatures will definitely improve as the morning comes, and certainly as the day progresses. We're scheduled to stay out and continue to treat the roads all morning. And so we'll continue to be out and fighting the storm as it comes.
Yeah, and the nice thing about that, when it's ending, people who were going to work are at work, and other people are home, so it kind of frees up the roads for you to get your work done.
Absolutely.
Well, to some degree, but I mean, the federal government is opening 3 hours late, so let's say 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you're going to have a lot more people trying to get into the district. Are you going to be ready? Are they going to be able to get in?
Well, what I believe the federal government, what they've issued is a delayed start.
Right.
They've also offered federal employees the option of staying home or teleworking. So we will likely see some reduced commuter traffic mm-hmm. Coming into the district this morning, 3 hours after they usually would. That said, yes, I believe that we're going to... we'll continue to do our very best to open up roads. What we're seeing out there now, especially on major corridors, is this sort of this mix of rain and snow and ice. And our heavy plows are out there working nonstop. We're covering routes. I'm watching our AVL system, and we're at a 90% throughout completion.
Well, that's good. That's a good
right
thing.
Now. So yeah. We're continuing to fight the storm hard.
And the buses won't have any trouble. School buses, they're opening in 2 hours late.
Right. The school buses in the district serve the entire region in terms of district students going out of the city. So some of those school districts that have closed already will eliminate the need for us to leave out of the district with school buses and with young people.
And so where is tomorrow morning the commute? Where are you hoping the roads are going to be? Like, are we going to be able to business as usual by tomorrow morning?
No, I can't say that now, because what we're getting from the National Weather Service in terms of forecast is that we may get some additional precipitation this evening right at the p.m. commute time frame. So mm-hmm. For now, we're monitoring, like everyone else is, the weather to give a better sense of, or I should say, get a better sense of what we can expect this evening. The temperature will drop dramatically this evening, and we're getting reports of somewhere between the low 20s to high 20s this evening. So with those kinds of temperatures, we could see a refreeze, which would definitely have an impact on the AM commute on Wednesday morning.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we really appreciate it. Good luck and continued. I know you've got a big task on your hands, but it sounds like you're making some progress out there. Christopher Shorter, Director of D.C. Department of Public Works.
Christopher Shorter is either going to be the most loved or the most hated man.
It's
almost a no-win situation for him.
I've seen situations in the past where federal workers, are told you are coming in, but you're coming in late.
Right.
And there's a delayed mayhem that comes sometimes with that. But if he's got 90% of the roads that have been
maybe
it'll be all right. And given the fact that in past years they haven't had as many people who can telework, a lot of people can take could take unscheduled leave without taking any penalty. So that may make it a little better. So we're hoping everything will be good in the District of Columbia. Very quickly, in case you're just joining us and you're wondering what is the situation. The situation is the roads in many areas are still pretty treacherous. We're hearing reports in the area where it's a lot of slush and ice and sleet, not the big powdery snow and the high amounts we had expected, but still the same amount of precipitation in a different form, in a more granular, sleety kind of form. In some areas, as you go west and north, there is some pretty good amounts.
They've
got 6-7 inches of snow. So it's not that there isn't snow. It's just that in the District of Columbia and right around the Beltway, and I came out of Germantown, it was really more of a sleet kind of situation than it was a snow situation.
It's not a sleet that is kind of like
hard and granular.
Yeah, no. It's not. It just became mush.
Sloppy.
It's like mashed potatoes.
It's the mush. Well, it is, Mary, what we like to call the dreaded wintry mix.
I was going to go with the Ray Stajic use of the word icky.
Yeah, it is that.
And that's an official weather term. He said so.
Right alongside yucky. Yeah.